I have seen some graphic, very graphic games. Soldier of Fortune is one that comes to mind. Where shooting somebody in the groin, they kneel over, grabbing themselves, screaming in horror. My feeling of that is it's too graphic. I don't need that. I went to see the latest Hannibal movie and walked out halfway. I don't need that. I don't need that sort of image burned in my head. It's not fun. It's disgusting. There is, by nature, a violence in us. Man is a violent animal. We're not herbivores. We're omnivores. We're out there as, in general, the male of the species is more violent than the female. There is a need to express that violence, whether it's in professional sports. Let's face it, professional sports is not a knitting club. There's a reason that it's the way it is. It's man's violence against men being channeled. And I can see channeling in video games. Nothing wrong with that. Taking it to extremes, though, I think is wrong and going to cause more problems in our society than anything else. That's my personal opinion. In general, I like, myself, writing games that I know anybody can enjoy. I don't have to put a label on it and say this is just for R-rated or X-rated or something like that. When I do a game, I can say anybody can play it, anybody can enjoy it. I can understand writing games for an adult situation. What I can't understand is writing games that give people the desire to cause more hurt to other people. I don't like the games I enjoy playing are cooperative. I love playing a cooperative game of EverQuest where I work with people against the evil that confronts us. I don't like the player killer servers where the desire is to go out and kill the other player. That's not for me. I don't like that, and I'd like to see less of it myself. I think a world that works together and teams together against a common evil is going to be a far better world than one where you're going head to head.